George W. Bush is pursuing votes in the key battleground state of Michigan. The Texas governor tried to reach out yesterday to independents and moderate Republicans with a tax credit promoting the construction of affordable housing. Bush also said he might consider asking Senator John McCain to accept the vice presidential nomination, even though McCain has made it clear he's not interested. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The longest-sustained economic expansion in history hasn't made much of a dent in the Battle Creek neighborhood of Park Hill. Some of the houses are boarded up, others have bare dirt yards. But a second look reveals that in Mrs. Oberion Gibson's case, there's a reason for all the dirt. The house is brand new, built from scratch on the lot where she's lived for 34 years. A low-interest loan from a nonprofit development corporation made it possible. And now the governor of Texas is sitting at her kitchen table, making small talk with her daughter Carolyn and granddaughter Whitney as reporters and Secret Service agents crowd around.
Thank you for letting us come by.
Well, it was
three generations.
It was a pleasure for us, but when they asked us if it was okay for you to come into our home, and we accepted.
Little did you know, it wouldn't be just me.
No.
Bush was here to announce another piece of his new prosperity agenda, a modest tax credit costing $1.7 billion over 5 years to allow developers to write off part of the cost of building or refurbishing affordable housing in neighborhoods like this, where the economic hurdles are high.
Part of the American dream is to say, this place is mine. This is my home. This is not only my home, it's the home of my family as well. For those of you who have not been on the inside of Mrs. Gibson's home, it not only is made of wood, it's full of love.
The housing tax credit, which the Bush campaign says could yield 100,000 new or refurbished homes over 5 years, is the latest effort to broaden his appeal and hopefully to attract some of John McCain's supporters. Bush is touting this week's endorsement by McCain's Michigan campaign chairman, State Senator John Schwarz. But Schwarz says Bush has to do more to win over the independents and moderate Republicans who gave McCain his primary victory.
Because they're going to be the margin of victory in Michigan, one way or the other. And I think they're there for the taking for the individual that makes the most appropriate political move. In my opinion, the most appropriate political move, at least for Michigan, and I can't speak for the other states, would be to have John McCain as his running mate.
The chances of that happening appear slim. McCain has said that under no circumstances would he accept the job. But at a news conference, Bush did his best to leave the impression that a Bush-McCain ticket isn't entirely out of the question, even as he gave a nod to the man standing next to him, Michigan Governor John Engler.
I'll give John consideration. I'll give John McCain consideration. I know he said he doesn't not interested, and you know, but until I talk to him, I'll find out how uninterested or interested he is.
Bush and McCain are scheduled to meet May 9th in Pittsburgh, and Bush says he might raise the issue then. Today, McCain revisits an issue from the South Carolina primary, the Confederate flag. The South Carolina legislature is moving toward taking it down from the State House, and McCain is expected to back that effort and to admit that he regrets not doing so during the primary. Bush evidently has no regrets about his position, which is that he has no position on the Confederate flag, other than that it should be decided by South Carolinians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Battle Creek, Michigan.